Morning and welcome to Grace Chapel. We thank you for joining us today. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take your cup and smile, here I am. The outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Let me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take your cross and carry it, here I am. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood.
Thank you, Lord, for another week, another chance, and another day that we can learn your word, that we can hear the message that you have for us. Open our ears, Lord, and open our hearts, so we may come to the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
With all of my strength, you are my God. You are my God. More love.
More love. Every week, as I'm stumbling around, actually every day, I have to look at myself and go, where am I in my walk with the Lord? Where am I at? Am I standing and am I walking in the Lord? Or am I standing in the world and walking in the world? Am I doing the things that the Lord would have me do? I have to ask myself these things. But where are you if you're not asking yourself these same things? If there's a minister around that is not asking himself this at least once a day, then you may want to check who your minister is. But as a believer, it's a question that should be on your lips first thing in the morning when you wake up. We are to walk with the Lord. We have asked Him to come into our lives. We have asked Him to forgive us of our sins. We have asked Him to do miraculous things for us and to allow us to do His work and do miraculous things for others. But if your walk is not true, and if you do not question yourself daily, then where are you? That's just a little something that kind of dove at me just about all week. Let's turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I think part of this that comes to me is we hear all the world events, the news, and all the garbage going on around the world. And we know that most of the time, let's face it, when you look at the news, there's nothing good on it. Actually, they bank on it. Because the worse a story is, the more people will come to it. Well, the Lord has given us stories in the Bible. And to a person's eye, they're not always a pretty story. But there is no popularity contest in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we all know that Jesus is the truth. Jesus was all about love, service, and doing his Father's will. We are to be the followers the same. We should be loving one another. We should be loving Jesus Christ by spreading his word, by spreading the gospel, and telling all those people that we run across that we've never seen before and may never see again that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins so that they could have a chance to enter into heaven. Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is peace. There is love.
After yesterday's music practice, I got to thinking about grace, because we sang Amazing Grace. And I was thinking about the whole song. There's a lot there. But specifically, grace. What is it? Why is it so amazing? And do we truly understand what it is and the depths of God's grace? We know that John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So we know that it came by Jesus Christ. But how? And still, what is it? Grace is unmerited favor. We do not earn it by our good works. We do not earn it by being a so-called good person. We don't earn it at all. That's the point. It's unmerited. It's undeserved. Favor means kindness. Or if you look up in Noah's Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says, "Grace is the free, unmerited, or undeserved love and favor of God." Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, came to this earth. He was perfect. He was without sin. And he came as the ultimate spotless sacrificial lamb. Imagine for just a moment, you're sinless. You've never done anything wrong. Ever. You've always been with God. God's always been with you. And to save the world and the people that you love, to redeem them from sin and from death, you're to be crucified, which means that you're ridiculed, you're beaten, a crown of thorns is placed upon your head, and you're nailed to the cross by hands and feet. That's it. You're nailed to the cross by your hands and your feet, and you're hung up in the air. And people stare at you and wait for you to die. And if this all wasn't enough, God's no longer with you. Knowing that, would you do it? Would you show other people that kind of love? I'm not sure that there are any, and if there are, there would be very few. And you ask yourself, wow, why? Why would he do that? And it tells us, he did it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Through him, we have that opportunity at everlasting life in him. But it's not definitive. That word "should" doesn't mean that we will, doesn't mean it's going to happen regardless. It doesn't mean that if we believe in him, we're all set. We're going to have everlasting life. Doesn't mean that at all. It means that we have a choice, and we have to make that choice every single day. If you go over to Romans 5, I'm going to start at verse 6 and read through, because I really couldn't decide where to stop or start. So, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, over the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. It's good to remind ourselves what the grace of God truly is, what price was paid for it, for us. And I don't want that to have been done in vain. And I don't want it to pass by me. I don't want it to pass by any of you.
Came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Good morning. It's still a good morning.
Amen.
Amen. I think I just wanted to make mention that when Jesus came down and he gave his life for each and every one of us, that we might live, he also said that there'd be a comforter with us, right? That comforter of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to turn over to Acts chapter 1. I'm going to start reading at 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, Jesus wants all of his people to have power. He wants his people to be overcomers. The believer, because of the Holy Ghost that's in him, has power over sin, sickness, the devil, and all the power of the enemy. After you've received that Holy Spirit, you have the power. Now, how many of us have ever gotten a new gadget, right? An iPhone, an iPod, an iPad, a computer, some sort of electronical device. I mean, maybe somebody gave it to you. Maybe somebody recommended it, said it was really cool, and you thought, I'll go pick one of those up, you know. And you get it, and you know that the gadget does something, right? And you might know one or two things that the gadget does do, right? Well, my iPhone makes phone calls. Okay, I'll just use it as a phone, right? You don't realize that, you know, you can get on the internet, you get, you know, emails, all these other things. But then you might start thinking, you know, this gadget might do a little bit more than I know. There might be more benefit to this thing than I even realize. And so what do? Right? Start asking people, hey, you got one of these things? What do you use it for, right? How does it work? What do I do with it? Oh, what else can I do with it? Oh, wow. Can you show me how to do that? Can you teach me how to use this thing? I mean, you might even get the manual out and read it. Just saying, right? I mean, the point is that you get this gadget, you're going to do something to find out what it does. I mean, a big mistake that people make when they receive the Holy Spirit is they just sit there. They just stand still. They don't move. They wait. But as I recall, after you've received that, Jesus says, go ye. He doesn't say, sit ye. But he says, go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel. And he wants a people that go ye and glorify him. I mean, Jesus stood in that place where he was always ready. He was in that place where he brought victory out of every circumstance that he was in. He brought the truth to everyone that he encountered. I mean, that's where we need to be, right? We need to be standing in that same place. I mean, the power of God can be in us. It can only be manifest through our obedience to him. If we obey him, every situation and every opportunity that we come across, the Lord can move in and can work through, and we can see his power and see what he can do. And I believe that if you sit there and you wait until you think you have that power, you're never going to get it. Never going to get there. When Jesus was sent to bear our sin, our sickness, our afflictions, and to just... that's a word of art right there. And to destroy the devil, destroy his works. He said that the thief, that is the devil, cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, that is Jesus, am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. If we are his, we have the power to overcome that thief, that devourer. Jesus paid that full price for the full redemption for each and every one of us. Every single one of us. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you think you did. The price has been paid. Are you going to step out of that prison, move forward? Or are you going to sit there and wait until you feel like it's been paid? Melanie mentioned that where sin abounds, grace, I'm going to change it a little bit, can come in and much more abound if you just let it. And believe and go ye. Don't sit ye. I mean, look, folks, the Acts of the Apostles, that book that's in that little Bible there, it's called the Acts of the Apostles. That book would never have been written if the apostles had not acted. They believed and they went ye. The Lord is still continuing his acts today. In the book's Acts, it's still being written to this very day. May God help us to partake in some of those acts.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Oppressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Blessed beyond the curse and his promise will endure. His joy's gonna be my strength. Though the darkness may last for a night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my
praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Y'all stay there. I'm not going to be long, but I want you to do me a favor. Don't throw rocks or turn us off until after I say what I say, because I'm hoping this will help you. The song was perfect for what the Lord put on my heart to say. Because I want to say right now, I hate religion. I hate it. Religion always makes me feel bad. I can never attain to what it requires. I can never perform what religion requires of me. And therefore, it brings nothing but misery. But I found a relationship with the Maker of heaven and earth, with God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. I found a relationship with Him. And when I found that relationship, He took away all of my sin. All of the condemnation. He took it all away. And He allowed me now to stand in joy and thanksgiving. Because I know through His Word that my faith in Him and the work that He did, all is accomplished. He accomplished what I could not. And then gave it to me as a free gift. How can you beat that? How can you beat it? So if you're still trying to balance religion in your life, and you're miserable and you're condemned and all that, throw it away. And embrace that relationship of love and joy and grace that Jesus Christ has for you. Amen.
Was lost.
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all the words, the meanings of the words, and all that's been reinforced into us today. Father, we ask that you be with us as we go out into the world this week, that we can be of strong and good courage to show the world your grace and your mercy and to deliver your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.